Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'd like to welcome you to day 13 of Verses of Victory. I've been reading it ever since April 1st, one day, and I can't believe that we're already up to day 13. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson, and let's go ahead and get started. I want to first say that the verse today, I'm amazed by God, because I was just reading something else and I saw a little graphic of Matthew 11:28 that I wanted to copy down and maybe post on Facebook or post somewhere, send to someone. And then I opened my book and that is the same verse that is for today. So God never ceases to blow me away with his timing. He just shows me how everything is connected. So Matthew 11:28, the NIV version, is what we're using today, New International Version. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. For me, this verse demonstrates that God knows our needs so well that he even knows when we are weary and he offers us rest. God knows about rest because the Bible says that he rested on the seventh day. How much more then do we need our rest, we who are already so feeble and weak compared to the strength of God? God is in the blessing business. My pastor used to say that for those who are faithful, God blesses them even when they are asleep. So we needn't worry that we might miss out on something, even while God is allowing us to rest. He will watch over us and care for us no matter what. Now that's victory. And with that, we want to go to our three P's, which we do every day: personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize always says, what does this verse, in this case Matthew 11:28, mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? In other words, today I'm asking, what can you do to rest? To rest in the Lord and to rest in his promises. Maybe get off the cell phone and off the television. What is that for you today? I know I have some things to work on. It's hard for me to rest. My mind is always going. Proclaim. Let's together proclaim victory over your situation through today's prayer. Please join me. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to rest in you. Thank you for being the one to carry the burdens in my life. Thank you for doing for me what others cannot do. I declare, Lord, that when things seem stressful, I will still take time out to rest. Amen. That is so important. So today I just pray that no matter how busy you may be, you will find time to find rest for your spirit and for your soul and for your body and for your mind. Join me tomorrow for day 14, and thank you for being with me during this time. Verses of Victory, a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. Bye now.